This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Forever Dog.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
It's Sally and Mary. And welcome to another installment of 50% Angel,
50% Devil,
where we answer your advice cues. And I am a good sweetie, and I believe that people are ultimately good, and Sally differs a little bit,
because I want everyone to be upset and just do hedonistic stuff like drugs.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So we've really got a stacked deck this week. We have some great cues. Sally, where do you want to blast off from?
I'd love to simply blast off from the first question that we have.
Oh, sure. Would you read it?
I would love to. Hi, guys. You've both you've both famously donned and maintained short haircuts. Should I do it? My hair is thick and my face narrow.
Already big fan of this asker.
Love it.
For claiming that we have famously done so.
It blew my mind. I called people over to my desk at work to look at the submission. I was like, see, did people know that I... Like, why did that make me feel so good?
It's like a compliment.
It is.
Yeah.
I think they're basically saying that we look good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is great to hear.
I would love to hear it every day. And hopefully I do.
You haven't had short hair in a really long time.
Yeah. I've been.
It used to be very short.
It used to be very short for a very long time.
It used to be tiny.
Yeah. Very, very small hair. Yeah. It's a very small amount of hair. I'd say less than an inch.
You had the buzz.
I had the buzz. There's lots of pictures. Bad, bad pictures of me.
No, you look good with the buzz.
Yeah, but all the pictures of me.
Everyone looks bad on stage.
Oh my God.
That's when you're trying to be funny.
My face is making
not
all these
hot
shapes. Yeah, but even in like the backstage photos, my if you Google me, I'm like, oh my God, I look like a monkey that is dying. Like, it's been, you know, medical tests, drug tests being done on this monkey, me, and fading away.
No, yeah.
However, this person won't look like that. There's lots of different kinds of short haircuts. Oh, wait, Mary, you've also had short hair.
I've also had short hair.
More recently. And more recently.
And it's only very recently is it not short.
Right.
And my podcast picture currently is me with tiny hair, and I might have to add some hair.
And
to
your
that
headshot that you use still, right?
Or is but your headshot now? Brown I'm now? Using the old one.
The old one that's appropriate.
The old one.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the big eyeliner.
With the big eyeliner.
Yeah, I love your headshots. I know all your headshots.
Of course you do. I'm cute as a button.
You are. You're just simply precious.
Well, you know.
Here's the thing about short hair that I thought my whole life.
You're going to look good.
Well, yeah, I didn't think
well,
that.
Well, you don't think that. You don't think that, but it turns out that you do.
My whole thing with short hair when I was younger is I was like, so I have listeners at home, you don't know this, but I have huge tits.
Listeners.
And I, it was like a way of like kind of seeding out the fucking idiots. People that wanted to like talk to me, to have short hair.
Interesting.
To make myself a little bit less like accessible.
Interesting.
And I think that it kind of I still kind of think that. I think that it makes you look cooler. It makes all your outfits look cooler, and it just makes you look like you kind of know what's up. No matter what.
I think for sure when people think you're attractive, when you have short hair, you think that they are cooler instead of thinking that they're lame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're automatically cool.
You're like, oh, yeah, they
get it. Yeah, they get me. They get my whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having a septum piercing.
It's just like...
It's a lot easier to maintain your hair when it's short.
Oh my God. That's the best part.
I get so frustrated fucking blow drying my hair. Yeah. I had no idea because it's the longest it's ever been in my whole life. I only grew it out like 2 years ago. But, And it is just a fucking nightmare to deal with that shit. It's so long and it's like my brush keeps breaking. I don't think that's supposed to happen. But and then I'm all sweaty. And so the hair around my neck that's touching my neck starts curling. And so now my half of my hair is straight. And the other half is curling because I'm sweaty. It's very, very annoying. Short hair, you don't even have to use fucking conditioner sometimes.
It rules. It's the best.
It's, wow, what a joy.
I do plan on cutting my hair off again once I get annoyed of doing my hair.
I'm already annoyed, but I'm digging my long hair right now because I've never done it before.
It's so cute.
Well, thanks. I really like a pony.
Oh, of course.
I just love to have a pony.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait for my pony.
Yeah, the pony is a joy. I love the pony. But
yes, you should do it.
I have thick hair and a narrow face, just like you. My hair is very thick. My face is very narrow. I have like a real long ass face. And? If you cut my whole chin off, it would look like Mary's face. Not that Mary doesn't have a chin. Just that if you cut where my chin off is and you just put another chin below my lip, it would be about the same length as Mary's face, I would say.
Yeah, I have a long face.
And it looks good.
You know, it's a common misconception that you need to have a certain face shape to have short hair, I have to say.
Yeah.
I think they're universally flattering. And you think it's not going to be. You think it's boy hair. You think it looks good on everybody.
It does. And I was always afraid when I was like 11, I cut my hair. But before that, I really wanted to have short hair. But I was like, but I have a big nose. I'm going to look ugly and masculine. And it doesn't matter. I think it makes my nose look nicer.
Yeah.
And I see other girls with big noses, big like Romanesque,
it's a clean look.
Bumpy noses, very sexy bumpy nose, and with short hair. And boy, oh boy, it looks great.
Cute as a button.
I think you should do it. I think it's a good idea to cut your hair, viewer, listener, like you.
Question two. Hi, guys. Happy New Year. How do I tell my 18-year-old sister to stop getting dumb tattoos? I know she can do what she wants, but they're multiplying and getting dumber. That's tough.
It's so hard. God.
It's hard to tell people to do what's best for them.
And you know, ultimately, they're allowed to do whatever, but it is troublesome that she's young and she's adorning her body with horrible things. I have many tattoos that I hate. Mm. I want to get them removed with lasers.
What's the harm in her getting dumb tattoos? Like, as someone who has experienced this, so as someone older than 18 who doesn't like your tattoos,
a little older than 18,
just a little
bit. Too much.
How does that affect your life? Like, are you actively saving up to get them removed? Does it bother you a lot that you have them? That sort of thing.
I'm not like actively saving up because I am hoping that I put only a little bit of money away every month, how much I can afford, because I'm poor. I don't have a very well-paying job right now. But I believe that one day I will be more flush, and that's what I will do when I get $10,000. And the way that it affects me is that I will see this one tattoo of a fucking door on my forearm.
Yeah.
And I am just like, I see it and this sounds insensitive, but I do know that this is the correct word. I experience dysphoria when I see this tattoo. I feel like it's not part of my body. It makes me upset that I have it there. I grab it because I think about just like ripping it off.
How old were you when you got it?
18.
What did it mean to you?
It's a cover up of a really shitty stick and poke of a Star of David, my first tattoo, which I wish I just kept.
Yeah.
Even though it was really bad. But my mom was like, you know, that's just so bad. We gotta just I'll pay for you to get it covered up. She drove me to a tattoo parlor in Avon, New Jersey. It's Avon by the sea. It's a shore town. So, of course, it has such an insane amount of shading. Yeah. I hate shading, I've learned. So I think that to this person, talking about their sister, I feel like I would encourage your sister to look at, to think about the style that the tattoos are in, not just the images that she's getting tattooed.
Yeah, because I
would bet you that she's interested in the images that she's getting and not the way that the style that they're in. And that is what fucks with you more.
Yeah. I think
or me
so.
At least.
I would agree.
And that's my
opinion. You're really in a tough spot. If you tell her not to get tattoos, she's just going to be pissed and she's not going to listen.
Yeah.
I think, just be supportive. You're not paying for the dumb tattoos.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny when somebody has a bunch of bad tattoos. I'll say his name right now. You know, Bardia.
Oh, well, he's very troubled by his tattoo.
I know, but I love his tattoo. I think it's beautiful.
I think that's like a great cautionary tale. Like,
yeah.
Warn your sister that she could be so extremely pissed and hate
constantly
her tattoos.
Talk about it. Oh, I mean, come on.
I look like a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Bardia used to be in a death metal band.
Embarrassed to be on the beach. Hinders him.
I love it, but I get it. So our friend Bardia has a tribal tattoo from like, it's huge. It's from his shoulder to like his
elbow, pretty much.
Yeah. And it's all these like squiggles and stuff because he used to be in a death metal band. And now he's like a very like handsome kind of put together actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he hates it when like he has to wear a when it has to be seen.
When it has
people.
To be seen, yeah. So just caution her that truly it will be on you for the rest of your life. And think about like who you're going to be and what your like look is going to be like in 10 years. That might be a good approach.
And it's not just that like, oh, later you might not like the image. It's like you might like really hate it and it might like really, really
bother
you.
It might really annoy you every day.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
This one is really, it's really been grinding Mary's gears and getting her all revved up.
So I think it's very poetic and I have been watching a lot of the Kardashians. So
I can read it.
Okay.
Do you think we are at the Cardi B and Khloe Kardashian point in society where we have to accept that men will cheat or at least flirt with other girls and just find a way to look past it? Is cheating officially an acceptable norm? What are your thoughts, tips, or experiences on dealing with adulterers?
My heart breaks for this asker.
Yes.
Because it sounds like they've just gone through an ordeal that they didn't deserve.
No.
And you don't have to accept it, and it's not the norm.
No.
It's not the norm.
Mm-mm.
You should be pissed that this happened to you instead of trying to work your brain into being like, well, I guess this is the way it is. No, you should be pissed that someone did that to you and then go be with someone that rules.
And even if it didn't happen to you, like we don't have to accept this.
No.
No.
That's not, so mean.
And also, it's a fucked up thing to do. If you have an arrangement with someone, if you've said the words, we're not going to see other people or something akin to that, we're exclusive, we're monogamous. People know what those words mean. There's no question about it. They have violated your trust.
Mm-hmm.
They lied to you. They broke a promise, and they're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Now I think
the majority of people are faithful. The majority of people like monogamy.
Yeah. Yeah. Still the majority of people like monogamy. Yeah. But yeah.
So, you know.
But I mean, it's not for everybody. So if someone's cheating a lot, they have to figure out if like they really want to be in a monogamous relationship, because it's not required anymore. You can still, you know, do whatever. And you don't have to be in a monogamous relationship.
Yeah, you don't have to lie to someone. Just find someone that's cool with it.
Right.
Here's Louise.
Because lots of people love to fuck. A lot of people. And you can do that. But so it's difficult to find intimacy. And also you get to fuck a bunch of other people. There's the difficult spot. And that's probably what the Cardi B and Khloe Kardashian boys like. I don't know who they are.
So Cardi B and Khloe Kardashian were cheated on, and they want to be monogamous. They were publicly cheated on by dogs.
Tell me the names of their men.
So Cardi B's man is Offset, and Khloe Kardashian, her ex was Lamar Odom, who was also like a heroin addict, and he was cheating on her. And then what's the name of the more recent guy? She like moved to Cleveland for him.
Khloe Kardashian moved to Cleveland. Oh, he's a basketball man, isn't he?
He cheated on her when she was pregnant.
Wow.
What a dog. What a bad, bad person. So that phrase in particular, are we at the Cardi B and Khloe Kardashian point in society, particularly made me feel like, ugh. No, that's not how you treat people.
No, I
think those women don't deserve that at all. Like, we are not at that point.
It's these men with like all this entitlement who have been just like, they are surrounded by yes men and so much money that they don't even like any decision that they make, they will never feel guilty for, because they're constantly surrounded by people and things that reinforce the whatever good aspect of whatever they're doing is. If it's that they're like getting pleasure out of it, then that's how they're going to operate. And also this is even an interesting question to me, because I think that definitely like 20, 30 years ago, there were more opportunities to cheat on people, because you could just like, you could have like full relationships with multiple people and you never had to post them on your Instagram. So nobody would like check, you know?
Right.
And now we're like on this constant updating thing where we're filming everything we're doing, and we're, you know, just, we live our lives very publicly right now.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, when think about Mad Men. I do think about Mad Men all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Betty Draper was at home, and Don Madman was going out, and he was fucking all these different women.
Yeah.
And she was just like, assumed that he was faithful for a long time.
So sad.
I know. And like even further
they
back.
They could
like,
make you sick. They could get a disease. And it's vile.
It's just not fair. You make an agreement. You have an agreement with somebody. So, don't fuck it up.
Thoughts and tips. I would say date someone who's obsessed with you. You'll find one. You'll find some.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find some. Yeah. And I think, you know, keep your eyes open for any red flags. Tiny red flags do. Mm-hmm. They're indicative of bigger red flags.
Yeah.
And if they're lying about small stuff that you're like, why would you lie about? Run. Because
drop your purse.
That's a sign
and run away.
Of someone that's just like a psycho.
Yeah. And I think that you don't have to deal with things like this. It's not, this is not, it's just this question is laden with like, is this the norm? No.
No, definitely it's not. You not. Rule. And if this happened to you, then fuck that. This is your new year and you're going to date someone really cool and nice.
Someone perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next question. Hi.
Hey.
So I've been single and I keep facing romantic disappointment and rejection. Mm. And I see a lot of my friends around me happy with people who love them and care about them. But I can't seem to find that for myself. And I know it's cliche, but I keep getting scared I'll never find love. I don't want to settle, but I am horny and want love. LOL. How do you deal? Mm.
Damn. You know, when we first started recording this podcast, I was not yet in a relationship. I was just listening to the podcast today, trying to figure out what questions we had answered already. When did we record those?
I was just thinking about it on the way here.
I don't know. October.
October? Yeah. Because, yeah, I was thinking.
When did you, oh, go, when did you go to Connecticut? Or, like, didn't you go someplace with Steven?
It's true. So on the way here, I was thinking, oh, well, because he loves those episodes because he's like, you talked about me.
I told mine to please not listen to mine so because funny. I told Scott to please not listen to it because I was like, I asked Mary a question, an advice question. I said, I like a boy, but should I keep fucking everybody else? Oh. And I was like, I really don't want him to hear that. Well, there was a boy that I talked about on the first podcast who then texted me and he was like, nice fucking throwing me under the bus on that one,
Jesus
bitch.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like,
what did you say about him? Or do you want to tell me after?
No, I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I was like, there was this guy I was sleeping with and then like, I don't know, he like works at the place I work at, but like it got too serious and I was just like, I can't do this right now. And he was like, way to write me off.
Wow.
Fuck you. And I was like, really funny. What are you talking about, LOL? I just did it again. And he was like, whatever.
That's why you're that 50% devil.
I'm Satan.
Well, my adorable boyfriend, he loves these episodes so.
Aww.
So I was thinking, oh yeah, in those episodes I'm saying like, oh, I'm just seeing this guy for like a little bit and I don't know. And so on the way here I was like, wow, I've been seeing him for like 4 months now.
Wow.
Then I was like, did we really record it that long ago?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. Because it was shelved for a little bit.
It was a long time.
Well,
anyways. Oh, yes. Yeah, so you were saying.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I
that just
I was
yesterday.
Just simply yesterday, at the last time we recorded this podcast, I too was single and had been facing not exactly rejection, but disappointments. Like, I had been hooking up with people and I was just like, there's not really anything there, but I'm the kind of person who can fall in love with an idea. So I could just like, if I chose to, I could love this random person. Yes, very much. It would just be strenuous and I would have to get, you know, really get into character. Mm-hmm. But so I definitely understand that. And this person is saying, I see a lot of my friends around me happy with people who love them and care about them, but I can't seem to find that for myself. I know it's cliche, but I keep getting scared I'll never find love. I don't want to settle, but I am horny and I do want love. I think it's truly like a waiting game.
Yeah.
I think you have to play the field. And I did mention this on one of the last episodes, but I think that you got to give people like two or three chances. Because I never know at the first chance. I'm always like, I don't really like this person.
Yeah.
But I have to see them like twice or three times and then I can decide. And don't have petty deal breakers.
Yeah.
Petty deal breakers. I mean, it really depends. You have to think about what your priorities are. Like, is one of your things like, oh, he doesn't make enough money? And it's like, that's not really for me, it could be one of your things if you really are addicted to your lavish lifestyle. But like for me, that's not important. It's like, oh, he like eats like shit. Is like, does that matter to you? I think figure out like what actually matters to you and then try really like working on human connections. And if you really aren't having connections with these people, it's just not the right time. Focus on your career. Focus on the you shit. Take a lot of bubble baths. Do stuff that boys don't want you to do, like baby foot. So baby foot is a chemical exfoliation process. You can buy it at CVS or the better ones are from Sephora. Or like a K beauty line. And it's like these socks with this gel on the inside that you wear them overnight. And then you take them off in the morning. You take a shower. You wash your feet. Nothing happens. The next day, perhaps nothing happens.
What?
The third day, what happens is your feet start peeling. All the skin starts peeling off your feet. And it happens for 10 days. You have to wear socks to bed for 10 days.
Oh my God.
And then your feet are soft like a baby's feet.
That sounds nice.
Baby foot. Do baby foot.
Yeah, do baby foot. I think the advice of it just takes time, just wait, is really annoying to hear, but it's true.
Now Mary's
it's double. True about everything.
Yeah.
Don't you think? It just takes, I know that it sucks right now, but just wait. It does suck right now. So I give you some comfort there. That it does suck, and you're right to think that it sucks. But it's going to happen. You're not going to be alone.
And you should also, like, if you're horny, if you're really horny and you don't, I have a feeling this person doesn't want to go out and get fucked, which it's like, I don't know. I think that, well, I never had like a thing about not going out and getting fucked, but I feel like, like I would always go out and get fucked, but like, I feel like it is good for people to do. I think it's good to kind of wrap your head around it and be like, I'm going to fuck this person that I don't care about to have sex. I think it can be an interesting experience, but obviously I don't want to push you to do something you don't want to do. I just think it's good to have sex. I'm sex positive, if you guys didn't know. One of the devil's things is that they love to fuck.
Yeah, go have sex.
Horny and want love. It's hard. If you're horny and want love and you don't want to go out and get fucked, it's a difficult thing.
Aye.
I feel you. You got to go get fucked.
I mean,
buy a vibrator. Yeah. Buy a better vibrator. Buy a vibrator that costs $200. Buy the womanizer. Go and buy that Lilo shit. Do you know about the womanizer, Mary?
What's that?
The womanizer is a vibrator that it uses like air pressure to it says simulate the feeling of oral sex. And it's like a little fan basically. Yeah.
Oh,
it looks
cool.
Like a little circle and you like put it on your clit, and apparently it's the most insane thing that
it
ever happened.
It blows on you?
Yeah, it like blows on you.
I have one like that, but it sucks on you.
Oh, okay.
It feels really nice.
I thought it blew, but maybe it sucks. I don't know. I've never tried it.
Feels really nice, but you come too fast.
You come too fast?
Yeah.
I got like a mini Hitachi, and I thought it was going to make me come too fast, but it's actually fine. I want the womanizer now if it makes you come too fast.
Yeah.
Can you send that link to Scott?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you should get the womanizer. Apparently there's one on Adam and Eve for $79. It's very cheap.
So
let's do the last one.
How do I deal with the knowledge that the world will end in my lifetime? Well,
so
we don't know.
This person is a newborn baby.
We don't know if that'll happen.
I think this person's a newborn baby that's been receiving life injections of unicorn blood. And so they think that they will live for the next 1,000 years. Do you think it'll end in the next 1,000?
I don't know.
I think it will end in the next 1,000. Think about how much that's happened in this 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
We did electricity.
Yeah.
We did factories.
Yeah.
We did colonization.
Yeah.
Slavery and rebellion.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff.
It's a lot.
We have factories and factories. The population is growing exponentially. So I think if you're certain that the world's going to end in your lifetime, you got to go out with a bang. I think what I would do is I would carve my name in the Grand Canyon.
I think wait it out. You don't know what technology is going to be made in your lifetime to combat the damage that we have caused. There might be reversible solutions that we haven't really figured out yet.
I think
so. I would say don't kill yourself just yet.
No, don't kill yourself, but that's not what I'm saying. I think you should
have a blast.
Yeah, have a really fun time. Do everything that you want to do. And Elon Musk is going to colonize Mars with cyanobacteria. So don't forget that. So you could actually just, the world could end, but you could go on.
Yeah.
I think also dye your hair.
I think dye your hair.
I think spend a lot of money on Gucci.
As a species, we have been very bad at dealing with climate change thus far.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't been enough of like an emergency for us to get serious about it.
It's an emergency now. They just said
it. So I think it being people acting slow in the past doesn't mean that we're going to keep working at that same slow rate to combat climate change. You would think as it gets more dire, the faster and more money will be put into fixing this shit. So it's really up in the air. We have no idea how it's going to go.
Yeah, but devil speaking.
Yes.
The thing about climate change is that when it's too late, it's too late. Mm-hmm. When it's late in the game, we're fucked. If we don't start doing something now, and I was just talking about this today, I think that the number one answer on how to end climate change is to end capitalism.
Yeah.
So really, I would just join the DSA.
Yeah, do that.
But if you really think the world's going to end, like I said, dye your hair and start living like a cartoon character. Like what a beautiful gift to be given. If you really think the world is going to end, it's a joy.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do. Fire a bullet into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Get a gun.
Well, Sally, do you need any advice?
Yeah, so I should I get a fish?
Yeah.
I know. All right. What about you? Do you need any advice?
Let me think. Oh, I thought I had one before.
I did what have a question. It? I forgot.
My advice.
Go on Whole 30.
No.
Do the Whole 30.
Absolutely not. Come on. Never, ever.
It's only 30 days.
But I don't want to do it. I don't think it would better my life.
Hmm. Well, you're wrong.
Wow. Okay, my advice cue is... How?
Holy shit!
What? Who?
I consult a tarot deck, and I have a really lovely woman named Annabelle who will read your tarot for you for a price.
How do I?
The Prince by Machiavelli. And it'll help you, I think, specifically with this issue.
Is there a way to live somewhere cute for the same amount that I'm paying and still be able to go to auditions in Manhattan? And if so, where is that place that I could live that would be cute and affordable?
Yeah, Crown Heights. Prospect Lefferts Gardens, actually. It's really cute.
Okay.
There's like trees and stuff.
I like trees.
But do you care if you're not around your friends? Like, I care, I've realized.
I feel torn. Well, I'm fresh off of my big trip to Nashville.
Yeah.
And usually when I visit smaller cities, I'm like, okay, it's cheaper, but this place is fucking boring. Nashville, I feel totally different. It was so
fun. How much you're paying right there.
Okay.
That's really good. I didn't realize you were paying that much money. Yeah.
It's crazy for the neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't know if you're gonna be
able to. So I think being somewhere where it was like,
oh.
Yeah.
Should I?
Like, it got me fantasizing about like living outside, but still.
Yeah.
Would be reasonable to like come in.
There are places in Ridgewood like that too, but I know you're saying not New York City. Right?
Yeah.
You can, but like how
not like super city
how
feeling,
often are
I guess.
You well yeah, so I would say Prospect Lefferts Gardens and there are definitely areas of Ridgewood that are just like, wow, so beautiful. Yeah. It's crazy. And you can, I mean, how many days a week do you go on auditions?
Depends on the week. Sometimes it's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's only a couple days.
You could.
It would be annoying to have a long commute.
Yeah, and also you wouldn't have any of your friends around if you were up in Metro North. Because you could go up in Metro North and do something there, but
the houses there are so cute.
I know, but I don't want to move there with you, so the answer is no.
I know. I just got road trip fever. I'll be back soon.
When we were in Savannah, me and my boyfriend went to Savannah. It was unreal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I can't believe that we don't live in a place like that where there's trees.
Yeah.
And like parks that are actually nice. Yeah. Not just like what we think of as nice. Because we're liars.
Sure. Well,
so my answer is do the whole 30.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Just get back used to living shitty.
No, just move to, Gardens. Okay. Or, you know, whatever you gotta do, whatever.
Okay.
Well,
this has been 50% Angel.
50% Devil.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you,
man. Help.
Thank you for helping me.
I love you.
I love you too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We love you.
We love you.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.